Well, today we're going to talk about a very important topic. Have you thought about farm transitions? Well, you should. And we're going to talk about that specifically here today with Kit Tovar Jensen, who is a beginning Farmer Center manager and sponsoring a 2024 Farm Transitions Conference in Ames coming up in the early part of February. And I want to talk a little bit about that process and what all is involved, because, boy, Kit, it looks like you've got a really impressive lineup of speakers. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Well, yeah, I touched on the speakers right out of the gate. You got a pile of people coming.
Yes, we do. We have about 20 speakers coming from all sorts of different backgrounds. We have, you know, bankers, lawyers, farmland appraisers, and even family farmers. So basically anyone you would interact with as you go through that farm, estate, farm transition planning process.
Yeah, very important topic, and it always has been, but it seems like it's more important now because the stakes are so high.
Yeah, we have been getting a lot more interest in this, and I think that's just like you said, stakes are higher, farmland values are higher. There's a big interest in this, in being fair in your estate plan, right? So there's both the financial aspect of this, but also kind of that gut instinct, intuition, what works for you, your operation, your family. Family, you know, we think a lot about the finances in this area, but just how can we keep the family intact, avoid fighting? What can we do preemptively?
Well, and I know all businesses are a little bit different in their own way, but when you look at the farm, no two are alike.
Oh, that is so true. And so that's why this is something that everyone can take, maybe we'll take something different away from it. The family situation might be different. Your operation's probably different, anything like that. Because no two are alike, that's why we have such a wide variety of sessions, speakers coming. We're even offering breakout sessions this year. So that's new to the 2024 conference, because there may be something that one person works more for them than a different. So we want to differentiate maybe between the more established producer or farmland owner and then the beginning farmer.
Yeah. Kit, it seems obvious, but who should attend an event like this?
This is really for a wide variety of folks, whether you are that person looking to get your estate plan in order or get started, or there's maybe people who are a little bit more established and they just want to fine-tune their plan. All the way down to beginning farmers. Well, where do I even start just getting into this? Do I need a business entity? We have students come, families. We really encourage people to come if you are farming with someone else, whether that's a family member, a spouse, partner, whoever that is. Because what we want is for this conference is to start conversations, right? So this will get people thinking, and even if you're not on the same page when you get there, you know what you need to talk about. You know those conversations you get to have. So students come. We have a pretty big audience that has it come the last few years.
Well, and it would seem that mistakes with regard to farm transitions can really be critical.
Right. And they can be critical. They can be costly. And you think about no one wants to spend more than they have to, but the cost of litigation or a fight that can come up, that can be incredibly expensive. Even just not understanding all your obligations or your rights when it comes to taxes, that's another big one that could be confusing. So we do have two different sessions on income tax planning and the estate planning as well, the estate tax planning. The income tax will focus a little bit on what everyone needs to know from the federal side, but also there's new laws that are up and coming that could save some retired farmers quite a bit of money on their taxes. We'll have a session on Iowa's new retired farmer income tax changes, also sessions on that federal income tax planning. What do you need to know? Will estate taxes, are they going to change? What's all happening there? So having that information can help you make better decisions and avoid some of those costly mistakes.
Yeah, you've kind of touched on some of those sessions that you've got coming up, and I mentioned up front you've got a really impressive list of speakers coming in that really cover such a wide range of different types of topics. Are folks going to have an opportunity to maybe do a little one-on-one visiting if they find something in common with certain folks at the conference?
Yeah, we do have networking events built into this as well. So not only will you have a chance to ask speakers for or ask questions of the speakers, interact with them during breaks, but also if you meet like-minded folks at this conference, which you probably will, who are thinking about this. You have time to get to know people. We have some opportunities, like on the night of the after the first night of the conference, there's a tour of the Jack Trice Stadium and the ISU Creamery. So we'll have ways for attendees to get to know each other, network, and just learn from each other as well, right? Even you can learn a lot at these places besides just the speakers. But what have other people gone through in this process? What are they looking for? We're hoping that there's a lot of just organic meet and greets as well.
Yeah, sometimes it can seem like you're out there on your own and nobody else has experienced what you're going through, but that's usually not the case.
Right. There's usually someone else who, if you have that question or that concern, someone else probably does too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like you've kind of broken this down a bit. You've got 2 days, February 8th and February 9th, and it looks like the first day you've got a specific focus. The second day will have kind of a little, just a slight different focus there.
Right. So the first day on February 8th, we're going to be focusing more on the transition planning. What are some of the things we are encouraging folks to think about during life, whether that's getting into farming? You know, do I need a business entity? What are some things to think about when it comes to loans? Or if you're more established, again, those tax planning things that could come up, all the decisions you have to make with that, as well as meet the USDA. So that's kind of our first session is looking at all those sorts of different things that come up with that during life. But then on the second day, we're going to focus on the estate side of things. What do you need to know about transferring assets, transferring the business upon death? It's not the most glamorous topic, but it's equally as important for anyone of any age. So we want to look at that, the basics of a will and trust. Even what do farmland appraisers, how do they play into this whole thing called estate planning, right? So we'll look at that as well on those 2 days.
Yeah, you hate to build something your entire life and then, you know, a few things come up along the way and you're just not prepared. Because just because your father may have transitioned or your parents may have transitioned the farm to you at one point doesn't mean you can follow that same exact plan that they had years ago.
Oh, that's so true. And that's why this really is specific for every individual, because what's worked for a different operation, a different generation, may not always work now because laws have changed, rules have changed, goals for that individual have changed. So what even worked for one person for many years may no longer be the right option for you. So that's why, you know, this is something that I really want attendees to leave this conference feeling empowered to know exactly the next step that they need to take in their own in this process for them individually.
You bet. Well, this is going to be held at the Gateway Hotel and Conference Center in Ames, again, February 8th and 9th, which seems like a long way away, but registration will come up here very, very quickly, so you want to be aware of that. Is there also an option for folks who maybe can't get there in person?
Right. We know that not everyone can get away for the full 2 days, whether you're out of state, can't get away from the farm, something like that. So that's why we are offering that webinar option again. People can watch virtually. It's going to be live streamed. You can still ask questions with the speakers, but we're going to be recording most of the sessions so that if you do miss some, you can get access to it at a later time. Or if you just want to rewatch something that you enjoyed or found interesting, you can do that as well. So that is one option for people who can't always get away. We are, every attendee, regardless of whether you're in person or webinar, we're going to be sending you or giving you the updated version of our farm succession planning workbook. It's about 100 pages of all the topics of common questions we get pretty much. So we'll be sending those out to webinar participants as well, so you can get your own physical copy.
Okay, very good. Lots of important information, take-home materials, opportunity to follow up after the fact. Sounds like you've got it all covered pretty well. How do they register?
So you can register by coming onto our Beginning Farmer Center website, beginningfarmer.iastate.edu, and there is options to it shows you the different registration options. The complete agenda is online. My contact information is there as well, so people with questions can feel free to reach out, and I can answer the questions or at least point them in the right direction.
All right, very good. So don't miss out on the opportunity that's been put together here for you by the ISU Beginning Farmer Center and manager Kit Tovar Jensen. Again, that's coming up February 8th and 9th at the Gateway Hotel and Conference Center in Ames. Deadline to register is January 31st, so make sure you get on board quickly, and the cost is very reasonable.
Yeah. Thanks so much. We hope people can attend.
Thank you.